welcome. My name is Mason, and this is Mace on Movies, episode 16 of my journey through the DCAMU. And this is the final episode of my journey through the DCAMU as I have arrived at the final film, which is Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War. And this is an incredible finale to what has been a very solid series of films leading up to this point. You know, there have not really been that many films in the DCAMU that I have not enjoyed. There's really only one. I mean, I've really enjoyed all of them to varying degrees. There was only one that really bothered me and that landed at the bottom of my ranking after seeing all of these, and that is the Justice League Throne of Atlantis film. But aside from that, even if, you know, I didn't particularly enjoy certain moments in some of the various films, I think I still enjoyed each film overall. And so it was very nice to, in this film, come back to characters from all of those different films, bring them all back together, bring together the Justice League, the Justice League Dark, the Teen Titans, and the Suicide Squad, bring all of those members together in this final mission to defeat Darkseid once and for all. And that is the journey of this film, as Darkseid has attempted to invade Earth twice now, and it is clear to these heroes that he is not going to stop. So they have decided to take the fight to him, take the fight to Apocalypse, and that is how this film opens, with them attempting their attack on Apocalypse. And so this is a very heavy film. This is a very brutal film. This is a very shocking and surprising film. It has a lot of twists and turns. It's action-packed. It's everything that you could ask for in a finale. And I think that it does take a little bit from the Infinity War Endgame template early on in this film. And I think that it uses that particular method of storytelling pretty well. And then it does kind of bring up one of the issues that I had with Wonder Woman Bloodlines, which I mentioned last week. And I'll get into by the end of this review, kind of further explaining the issue that I had with Wonder Woman Bloodlines and the mid-credit scene that they had there. But overall, amazing installment in the DCAMU. Like I said, bringing all of these heroes and anti-heroes together, including Lex Luthor, in an attempt to defeat Darkseid. And it is a brutal and bloody battle, and I thoroughly, I don't know if I can say enjoyed it, because enjoying it sounds a little bit dark, but I definitely appreciated this film, and I thought that it did an excellent job sticking the landing, so much so that I would easily put this film at the top of my DCAMU ranking, because it did a very difficult task, which is bring all of these characters together, a la something like Infinity War and Endgame, where you bring all the heroes together. You kind of have to service each one of their stories. And, you know, the main characters, I believe, you know, get their storylines addressed. And obviously, the lesser characters don't have as much to do in the film. They get referenced or shown, but, you know, we don't necessarily spend as much time with each individual hero as we would in, say, 5.5 hours of film, which is what we got with Infinity War and Endgame. This is a 90-minute film that attempts to kind of balance all of these storylines and bring us to a conclusion. And I think that it did it really well. So, you know, this, like I said, brings the whole cast together. I will mention the voice cast at the top after mentioning that this one was co-directed by Matt Peters and Christina Soda. And then it is based on, it just says characters by DC Comics. So I don't know. I'm assuming that this is an actual storyline within the DC Comics following Apocalypse, Darkseid, and all that stuff. But it's not, there's not a specific, you know, comic referenced here. But yeah, the voice cast is bringing together everyone. So we've got Matt Ryan as John Constantine, Jerry O'Connell as Clark Kent and Superman, Sean Astin as Billy Batson and Shazam, Tessa Farmiga as Rachel Roth slash Raven, Stuart Allen as Damian Wayne slash Robin, Tony Todd as Uxas slash Darkseid, and Ray Chase as Etrigan, Jason O'Mara as Batman, Rosario Dawson as Wonder Woman, Rainn Wilson as Lex Luthor, Rebecca Romijn as Lois Lane, a nice little rhyme there, Camilla Luddington as Zatanna, and Christopher Gorham as The Flash, Shamar Moore as Cyborg, Hindon Walsh as Harley Quinn, Liam McIntyre as Captain Boomerang, John DiMaggio as Trigon and King Shark, Sachie Alessio as Lady Shiva, and Roger R. Cross as John Stewart slash Green Lantern, and also Alec Holland slash Swamp Thing. And that's just kind of the main characters that we get in this film. You know, there's a whole mess of DCAMU characters in here that it would take me a long time to get through the entire list of characters, but that is the main voice cast. And like I said before, this film follows them as they're taking the fight to Darkseid and Apocalypse. And I'm going to have to give a spoiler warning because very hard to talk about this movie without spoiling anything, especially the way that the movie opens. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out and then come back for the rest of my thoughts. But I will just say that thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So spoiler warning, getting into the opening of this film, you know, we see them attack Darkseid, attack Apocalypse, and very quickly fail and get wiped out. So it's a very brutal and very dark way to begin this film. They basically begin this film the way Infinity War ended and Endgame began, which is the heroes lose, and they lose in brutal fashion. And so the rest of this film is kind of the remaining heroes trying to come together, rally the troops, gather whatever strength they can, and make one final attempt at bringing down Darkseid. So, you know, the main people that are coming together is that we've got Superman, who has been poisoned by kryptonite. So he's got like a kryptonite tattoo basically on his chest. He's weakened by that. We've got Constantine, who's basically considering himself a coward for abandoning the fight or not being able to save Zatanna, leaving them to die. So he's in a very dark place. They ultimately try to locate Damian Wayne, who is back with the League of Assassins. And we see Lady Shiva there as well. And then, you know, we've got Raven, who is, you know, depressed following the defeat. And she is really struggling to keep Trigon imprisoned in that crystal that's in her head. So this is kind of what we're dealing with, is a bunch of very demoralized heroes trying to come back together. And ultimately they do team up, you know, they do find Damian Wayne. They convince him to help turn Batman or free Batman from Darkseid's mind control, because Batman is now, basically forced into slavery as the strategist for Darkseid. And so, you know, we've got Damian trying to free his father, and, you know, we've seen Batman free himself from mind control through the power of, you know, the love that he has, you know, the strength and the love that he has for Damian Wayne, you know, for his Bat family. You know, we've seen him break free from mind control before, but we need him to break free again. So their whole plan really is to try and, you know, Darkseid has basically started sucking out the magma from the Earth's core. There's these three different machines that are doing that. And eventually, you know, it's going to drain the Earth of all of its energy, all of its resources, and the Earth will be destroyed. So they have to attack those machines, and then they have to free Batman and take down Darkseid on Apocalypse. So it's a tall order. But I love that, you know, I love the time that we get with Robin and Batman again, between Damian and Bruce Wayne. Their relationship, you know, as I've said, like, we've had so many films with Batman through the DC AMU, and we've seen their relationship grow and develop as father and son. And I felt like this movie did a really great job of bringing that, you know, not to a conclusion, but to really use that as kind of the heart of this film to come back to. And it really is, like, this film is about the power, to use Back to the Future, I guess, the power of love. That's really what this film comes down to. It's the love that Constantine has for Zatanna. It's the love that Superman has for Lois Lane. It's the love that Bruce Wayne has for his son. And we see that time and time again throughout this film. It's the love that they have for this people that gives them the strength to come back and accomplish the mission that they have. And so I love that theme that we saw through the Batman films really resonates in this film as well. And we also saw, you know, we had that beautiful development of Clark Kent and Lois Lane's relationship in the death of Superman. And we really see that come back here in this film. So I think that they've done just an excellent job with the relationships between Constantine and Zatanna. Or Zatanna, however you want to pronounce it, between Superman and Lois Lane, between Batman and his son. We've really seen those relationships develop, and I just really love that that's really the heart of it. As well as, you know, the other thing that this film brings back, you know, in addition to revisiting Raven's relationship with her father, we also come back to, at the opening of this film, we have the same quote that we had at the beginning of Justice League Flashpoint Paradox, which would be a bit of foreshadowing, because we see that by the end of this film, Barry Allen is going to have to do another reset. But we have that quote where it's like, you know, have the serenity to accept the things that you cannot change, the courage to change the things that you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so I love that we're bringing back that quote that we had at the beginning of Justice League Flashpoint Paradox. We're bringing it back to really tie this whole thing together and bring it to a full close. And I think that, you know, it was really well done. You know, it was a brutal film to watch. There's so many heroes that you see in a really dark place, and they really have to go to extreme lengths. And there is a high body count by the end of this film. Like, and I guess that's one of the small issues that I would say I had with this film. And I understand that you have 90 minutes. You can't give everyone a big moment. But there were certain people where I was like, oh, it's cool. There's Batwoman again. And then she's dead. And, oh, Batgirl, oh, she's dead. I was like, oh, it's great to see these people again. And as soon as I would think, oh, it's great to see them, they would get wiped out. So that was, you know, that was a tough point. Within the film was like, oh, and then, oh. So it was kind of like a repeated thing that happened throughout the film was, oh, oh. Oh, oh, like, so that happened a lot, and that was kind of difficult. The other thing that I will address, I mentioned it in my review of Wonder Woman Bloodlines, but we had a mid-credit scene in Wonder Woman Bloodlines that sets up a future conflict between Wonder Woman and Dr. Cyber in that film. Vanessa Kale, I think, was her name. We set up that conflict, and it's like, why are we setting this up if we're about to wipe everything clean in the next film? Like, I was like, I just didn't understand why, instead of addressing the identity of the villain within Wonder Woman Bloodlines, they saved the reveal for a mid-credit scene to set up a future conflict that's never going to happen. So I just thought that was, unless they go back and like retroactively add into the DC AMU with another Wonder Woman film that's set in that continuity, I was just like, I don't know why we're setting this up. Because, yeah, I watched it, you know, right before I watched Apocalypse War. And I was like, I don't think that this is ever going to be resolved or addressed. So I just thought that was one of my big complaints about the Wonder Woman film, is like setting up something that's just not going to pay off. But yeah, getting back to this film, the last little issue that I had with at the end, like I mentioned before, we get to the end and so many heroes have fallen, and we find out that so much damage has been done to the Earth that millions, if not hundreds of millions or even billions of humans are still going to die before they're able to reverse the damage that has been done. And so they send the Flash off to do another reset. And I'm like, we just went through this whole journey and went through the emotional journey of watching people connect or find healing, find resolution in their relationships. We witnessed people die in painful ways, sacrifice themselves. And it's like, we're just gonna hit the reset button. I was like, that's a really tough. And I know that a lot of people felt the same way when we hit the end of Infinity War, and they're like, well, they're gonna bring everybody back. So like, why are you giving us this gut punch? But, you know, it was like, they give us the gut punch, and then 10 minutes later, it's like, okay, Flash, go back and reset everything. And I'm like, that kind of feels a little bit unsatisfying given everything that we've invested into this franchise leading up to this film. Just hit the reset button. I was like, that's kind of hard. So those were just like my minor gripes with the film, but overall the action was fantastic. You know, the character driven action was super satisfying. Like I said, everything between Batman and Robin, you know, between Constantine and Zatanna, between Superman and Lois Lane, between Raven and her father. And Etrigan, again, was definitely a favorite character from Justice League Dark. And to see him come back in this film and him be in a dark place, and he's like, I'm not even rhyming anymore, you know, like, because that was his big thing in Justice League Dark. So I loved his little arc as well. So I just thought they used kind of their core characters so well in this film. So I really have to admire and appreciate what they did in 90 minutes. I think that it was super impressive. And really, like, if you exclude credits, it's like 85 minutes. So impressive what they were able to do in a short runtime with this film. I just thought it was excellent. Highly recommend. Definitely at the top of my list for the DC AMU. And I will post my final DC AMU ranking. I have to look it over and see how I feel about where everything's placed. But I think it'll be ready. But this is definitely going to be number one, followed probably by a couple Batman films, et cetera, et cetera. But that's going to wrap up my thoughts. You know, we finished this, they hit the reset button, and DC has started a new universe, a new continuity. Superman, Man of Tomorrow was the first animated film in this new continuity, and they've just released Batman, The Long Halloween, Parts 1 and 2. So I am going to check those out. I don't know if I'm I don't know when I would get around to podcasting through those, or if I will, or if I'm just going to end it with the DC AMU proper. But we'll see how far they really go with this next series of films. We'll see where it goes. But I definitely, to give a bit of a spoiler, I did really enjoy Superman Man of Tomorrow. I was like, do we need a Superman origin story again? But I think that they did it really well. They had some interesting new characters that you maybe don't usually see in a Superman origin story. So I thought it was a lot of fun. I haven't seen Batman The Long Halloween yet, but I'm definitely going to watch them. I'll probably end up podcasting about them at some point, but that's going to wrap it up for this series. Thank you. If you've listened to all 16 episodes, thank you so much. If you've just tuned in for this one, check out the rest of them. I've really enjoyed this journey as someone who has not read the comics, but has kind of peripheral knowledge from the DCEU and Arrowverse shows. Those are my introduction to these characters. You know, Batman, obviously I've known for a long time, but, you know, having an awareness of these characters and then other characters I had no awareness of, I really enjoyed getting to know more characters within the DC universe. And so it's been a really fun journey for me. I'm excited to see where things go with the new continuity. But it's been a fun ride for me. So thanks so much for listening. Check out the rest of the podcast, the other stuff I'm doing on there. If you've been enjoying it, make sure that you subscribe to the general feed, and you can check out other stuff that I've got going with different movie reviews, my journey through Ghibli, you know, Bad Batch reviews, all that stuff. You can check it out, and you can leave a rating, leave a comment, share it with your friends and family. All of that would be wonderful. But thank you so much for checking out this episode. I hope that wherever you are, you're doing well and taking care of yourself physically and mentally. And I hope that we will remember to be kind to one another. Thanks, everybody.